Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for a new day of walking in your presence, in joy, in fellowship, and in thanksgiving, because everything's been done. We're blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. Thank you for the reality of the blessings of obedience in Deuteronomy 29. It's our portion on a daily basis, forever and ever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Greetings, precious family. Our readings this morning is 2 Timothy 4, verses 1 to 5. And I'm reading from the Message. I can't impress this on you too strongly. God is looking over your shoulder. Christ himself is the judge with the final say on everyone, living and dead. He's about to break into the open with his rule, his kingdom. So proclaim the message with intensity. Keep on your watch. I mean, stay, stand, challenge, warn, and urge your people. Don't ever quit. Just keep it simple. We're going to find that there will be times when people will have no stomach for solid teaching, but will fill up on spiritual junk food, catchy opinions that tickle their fancy. They'll turn their back on truth and chase mirages. But you, keep your eyes on what you're doing. Accept the hard times along with the good. Keep the message alive. Do a thorough job as God's servant. What are we seeing here, guys? Everything's been done. We've got the blessings. Now, are we going to believe our feelings, our emotions, the lies, or are we going to believe the blessings of a Savior that has saved us completely, and that who we are married to? And so we look into his face, we look into his truth, and we stand together with him so he can stand together with us. And then also wonderful in this, the word, this perfect liberty. So this is perfect liberty, because it's come from a perfect God, and his work is perfect. He says we are also in his image and likeness. So in this wonderful union where we all know he has got perfection, he has come into the fullness. There's nothing lacking in him. And then he tells us there's nothing lacking in us as well. So what is the battle, guys? The battle is, do we choose to make our feelings, other people's experiences, the fall more real than the resurrection? That's our challenge, guys. The resurrection, the beauty, the goodness of God is your portion, and so you are here to be the salt of the earth. When you lose your saltiness, it's when you start making an emphasis on what you feel, the lies, and the things of the devil. You hold fast to the blessings of Abram. You hold fast to the blessings more than Abram, right to the beginning, to what God predestined you for you in Christ. And then we lost it, but now in Christ, it's been restored. So stand fast in the perfection of a beautiful covenant, because as you're in agreement with God, nothing can stop you. And so we're in a time where people need to see this, need to hear this, and you are a living testimony of the goodness of God that is here. So take up the cross. What does the cross consist of? He has dealt with every lie, everything wrong, every thing inferior, and he's given you everything pertaining to life and godliness. Amen. The sure blessings are yours. Blessed be the God and Father. He is blessed to give it to you. Are you going to turn away from it and believe the lies? No. You're going to turn to it and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, that you are blessed, because you have blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. And so, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, know there is nothing lacking. Now you know it. Believe it, stand on it, sing it out, declare it in Jesus' name. Amen.